Once forged in the fires of PR and journalism, Curtis Dewar and Corey Westbrook united to create C-Squared. Now, on our podcast, we interview musicians and other industry professionals to give you an inside look on how to take your music to the next level.
Hello, welcome to another edition of the C-Squared Podcast. Your host, Curtis, with my co-host, Holly, and we are here today to talk to you about something that is very, very, very near and dear to Holly's heart. Like I always say, it's a topic that she's passionate about. She has been thinking about this for a while. It's always on her mind, and this is something that is very near and dear to her heart. So today we're going to be talking about, well, it's not really mistakes that bands make, but it's more like what to do if things don't really go right. So that could encompass a number of different things. So we're going to spend the next 20, 30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes, maybe an hour, 2 hours or something like that, kind of going over some of the examples that we're talking about. And Holly is going to tell you how to fix everything and become like a pro ninja master of making sure that if something goes wrong, you can handle it. So to start off today, Holly, how are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm going to wave a magic wand and fix everybody's problems. That's what's going to happen.
For those of you who are only listening and not watching, Holly is dressed up as a witch today. So that's why it's like, she's got like the wand thing going here. But anyways, so Holly's not dressed up as a witch today. She's just wearing black. So I'm just teasing her. So to start off, Holly, so why don't you kind of set the groundwork here for the conversation?
Yeah, sure. So obviously most people tend to schedule out their PR campaigns, their marketing campaigns ahead of a release, whether that's video, album, single, whatever. But sometimes things go wrong. So whether it's you've planned a video on a certain day and then suddenly the guy who's going to film it has to cancel, or your music doesn't get uploaded to Spotify on and streaming platforms on the day that you wanted, or your photographer bails, or someone's ill, something goes wrong that you can't control, and suddenly your schedule is out the window.
So has any of this type of stuff ever happened to Disconnected Souls?
Oh yes, it has. I can give you the big example. We haven't filmed a music video yet. The plan was to film in March of 2020. You can see why that didn't happen. We scheduled to September when things were lifted a bit over in England. A couple of days before we were going to go and film, because we were going to film in Wales, suddenly they brought more lockdown restrictions and venue not possible. Couldn't get the videographer down, so our new date is October 22. So it's going well.
That's quite the delay. Okay,
it's quite the delay, isn't it? So I mean, that's a very, very extreme example. I'm sure most people don't have to delay their videos quite that long, but it's kind of stuff happens that really is out of your control and you can't do anything about it. So we did the thing of, okay, we'll release other songs in the meantime and we'll just do like a quick visualizer or something else with it, so that this one song that we want with the video will still get the video. It will just be further down the line. So we've just kind of swapped things out best we can, and so at least that way we're still putting music out and it doesn't feel like we're delayed as much, if that makes sense, because we're still doing other things.
What song is this for, out of curiosity?
It's called Dissonant Whispers.
Okay, wasn't like the new one, Petrichor.
No. Well, funny thing, Petrichor wasn't going to be released for a very long time, and then last September, I think it was, I just suddenly decided, you know what, I can finish this by myself, because we were still all separated at that point. I was like, you know what, I can finish this by myself. This is a song we can release, so that's why that one went out when it did. Yeah.
Okay. So now, do you have any other horror tales like that for Disconnected Souls before we move on?
I mean, that was certainly the main one.
Okay. Have you ever experienced, as a PR, a horror story like this? And if so, can you kind of say what it is without going into names, please?
Yes. I mean, I guess one that's, I don't want to say it's common, but it's happened on a few occasions, is like waiting for album art in a certain dimension, because we've had it where we've been sent the album art, but it's maybe a bit too small, so it won't scale up right. Or just either brand new band photos because the band want a new image for the promo, or just band photos in general, because sometimes it's hard to get these things. So those are kind of the most frequent, I guess.
Yep, I would agree on that. So just to reiterate, or not really reiterate, because we haven't really said it this time yet. So when you're starting a PR campaign, you always want to make sure that you have photos available, good photos, high-res photos, not just crap photos. You want to have as professional looking photos as you can. You want to have your art ready. You want to have all your songs ready. And you want to make sure that you have your bio ready and all the rest of that, all the rest of that type of stuff ready. So, okay, so like if out of those things, you already talked about the artwork, but I think one issue that can really fuck bands up is the pictures. Mm. So actually I'm going to talk about this first because I don't know if you're going to know where I'm leading here. So with the pictures, like let's say that if you start a PR campaign with a company, like you send over your money, you got the MP3s over there, they're ready to do your bio, you got the artwork, and they say your pictures are crap. So here's the thing, is that it's in your best interest to go and just get the pictures done. So like if you get a reject on that, just go get the pictures done. You can always swap the date a little bit further ahead if you need to on your album. Most independent bands, they have no necessity of releasing by a certain date and then having it be inflexible. So I think part of the thing is that the first thing is not to freak out and think it's the end of the world. Let's hear your thoughts on this, Holly.
Oh yeah, like I certainly don't think it's the end of the world. And I feel as though photos are something that can usually be fixed relatively easily. Yeah. So that's fine. I think one thing to perhaps mention is, you know, we can't really send out any press materials without photos, because journalists are just going to come back to us straight away and be like, where are the photos? Yeah. So it's kind of, we can't really do anything until we've got them. That's why it's so important. So I mean, there are so many photographers, you can usually track them down. They're not dead expensive if you just want to do, I don't know, half an hour just to get like a handful of photos you can then use. Photography students are great if you're really struggling for cash, because they might be able to help, like if they're trying to build up their portfolio, they might be cheap or even free. So look at students. Something to bear in mind is maybe just like, I don't want to talk too in depth on this because I've got a podcast planned in a couple of weeks where we're going to go over all the photography stuff with special guest photographers. So I've got just to cover but I'll just do the basics. Sure. You know, just if you're doing it outside, do it in natural daylight, like bright daylight. If you're doing it inside, preferably use professional lighting, or like a, you know, maybe if you've got a YouTuber ring light thing, if you stream, that would work fine. Stuff like that. And then it just means that at least people will be able to see you in the photos, and they're high enough quality if as well. Ideally take with a proper camera. I know some phones are like, we are camera quality phones. It's still a phone. Use a camera, please.
Yeah.
If you can. Oh, and landscape photos. Landscape. Please landscape. Just landscape makes everybody's life easier.
Holly's face as she's saying this, she looks like she wants to strangle somebody in particular.
I'm fine. No, it's fine. It's just, I think the reason it bothers me is because we know sometimes things maybe get turned down because the photos aren't good enough, or a review that might have gone on the front page of a website is now suddenly shuffled into the back. Because they maybe don't, the website feels a bit like, oh, it's going to make us look a bit unprofessional by putting these photos on. So it really is in your best interest to have as good a photos as possible. Obviously, I get it. The past 2 years have been not very band photo friendly for various reasons. So, you know, stuff happens, it's fine. But yeah, just try and, you know. Yeah.
You look angry as you're saying this. That's why I'm like,
I'm not angry. It's because I care. If I didn't care, I wouldn't be ranting.
Okay. Cool. For anybody listening to this is Holly when she's angry. So listen to her. Now that we've kind of twisted over onto a photo.
Sorry, thing, we've gone off on a
We have gone on a bit of a tangent here. So I'm gonna bring it back over just a little bit. So okay, so now artwork we kind of talked about a little. Okay, well let's say that your release date needs to be moved. Let's talk about this for a second, Holly. So why might it be that you need to move the release date?
So if it's becoming apparent that we're not going to get press materials or anything far enough in advance, or music isn't uploaded to streaming platforms or distribution isn't sorted, I would recommend that you move the date, because it's not a major issue. I mean, I'd rather not move dates unnecessarily, but if it's needed, it's not a major issue to move it. And it just gives you a better chance on getting more press coverage. The more time, we have to send it to journalists and the more review time they've got ahead of the release date, the more likely you are to get the stuff.
All right. So what other ones do we want to take up? Because now we've taken up 3 out of 4. Did we already talk about everything already?
Oh God, that was quick if we did. I guess one thing to mention with streaming platforms is if something happens where your distributor doesn't deliver it on time or whoever was delegated the job of doing it just hasn't done it, worst case scenario, just turn it into an extra release. So you could have like a CD release or a Bandcamp release, and then couple of weeks later have a streaming platform release. It's not the end of the world. It's not great, but it's not the end of the world. So
yeah, I mean, I think basically what Holly's trying to say and what I'm trying to say is that everything is manageable as a general rule. There's nothing that's too big of an issue that can't be resolved on any of these types of things. So if something comes up, just roll with it. Don't flip out and don't be like a douchebag about it. So I'm going to wrap up this episode, Holly, because I got something I wanted to tell you off the air here. So do you have any final words you would like to say before we end this podcast?
I guess main thing is it's never the end of the world. There's always a means of rolling with it, working with it. Second thing, talk to us if you have anything. Like, the sooner you tell us, the sooner we can fix stuff. And I won't be angry with you, I promise. I want to help. So
okay. All right, and with that, this podcast is finished.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please help spread the word by leaving us a 5-star review on your platform of choice. You can also join the conversation by following us on any social media and suggesting guests or topics you'd like to learn more about. Thanks for listening to C Squared.